Thank you for calling in the Eagle Moss today. This is Angela. How can I help you?
Yeah, I just want to check. I know last month I had, you know, month-to-month charge, and they charged me, but then they, like, put it back and then charged me again. So I don't know if there's, like, a glitch in the system or something.
Okay, let's find out what's going on and see what the notes say. Is your phone number ending in 9462?
It's 813-526-3962. Yep.
3962, that's a different number. You said 813-526-3962. But the other number's not pulling up, so that's probably the right one. Hold on just a minute. Let me delete the rest of that. And then 526-3962. Yes, that's the right one. All right, hold on just a second. That's weird. All right. Hold on just a second. Let's see. I'm pulling up the ledger. What's your address and your email address?
It's 2227 Village Hill Drive, Valrico, Florida, 33594. And the email is lienad25@aol.com.
Okay, and you're Mr. Daniel Hahn?
Yes.
All right, hold on just a second. What's the amount that you said they took off?
It's like I think it's the same every month, like 65 something.
That's what it was, and they took it off once.
They like take it too early, and then they put it back, and then they take it like a week or too late.
No, what they do is they pre-authorize it. That's your bank is how your bank did it. Some banks just leave a pre-authorization on there until they send the money. Your bank put a pre-authorization on there, then took it off, I guess. I don't know if they thought they didn't want it or what. But then they put it back on there.
Then they put it back on. So it's supposed to come out at the towards the end of the month instead of the middle of the month.
It's supposed to come out around the middle. Whatever the issue is, you need to talk to your bank. It looks like something they might have done. But they only sent one payment. I'm looking at your debit and your credit. It's $65.40. Just like the $4.95 is a debit and credit. So that means they sent it. But a pre-authorization, they just make check to see if the money's there. And they usually ship it. So it was something going on with your bank because it went usually the same day, close to the day of the authorization. It took like about 20 more, almost 15 more days. They took it out, so something was wrong with that. But whatever it is, it's with your bank because they sent it to the warehouse the same day like they normally do. They sent it on the 27th. That's the day that the money actually was sent to the company and cleared.
Right. So because they took it out, I think today or yesterday. So then it's supposed to come out today or yesterday.
And it was supposed to come out on the 13th.
Right. Oh, it's supposed to come out on the 13th? That's odd.
Mm-hmm. You said the middle of the month, right? Usually when they do the pre-authorization, it's either the day before or the day of. And then they'll send it to the warehouse once it cleared. But for some reason, when they sent it to the warehouse, it was almost 15 days later. So it was something going on with your bank. Whatever the issue is, you can ask them what they did or why they did it. But
So the charge today, was the bank did the charge today, or you guys took that out today?
No, the bank probably gave it to them today. For some reason, like I said, it took 15 days. Whatever it is, something to do with the bank. All they do is send in a pre-authorization when it's time for them to ship your item. The bank either sends the money and says it's okay, just clears it and says it's okay, and then they'll send the money, or they don't. And it took 15 days, so that had something to do with your bank. Almost everybody else is on the day of that the pre-authorization is done and the day that they ship it to the warehouse. They didn't send it to the warehouse 15 days later, meaning something was wrong with the bank payment.
Okay.
So you need to call your bank either way.
But I mean, like the charge they took out today, that would be for the charge for May 13th?
It'll be for... Yes, for April the 13th, not May.
Because yeah, the April 13th they already took out, and that's already finished. They took another one out today.
I see they took out. Okay, I don't know what you're talking about because I'm looking at the last. I think I see what you're saying now. Yes. They took it out yesterday and shipped it to you. They took out, because I didn't see the 6540. It's just not posted on your account yet. But I see another 6540 after the 495. And that was done on 330. Is that what you're talking about?
But I mean, that one came out. And then I think they, like you said, they didn't actually take it out of the bank until the April 13th. But then my bank showing that they took another 65 out today, April 27th.
They did. Yes. Hold on just a second. Let me see. I see it now. It's only 165.40 posted. When I was reading the comments, I saw it. They did an authorization for it for 65.40. They sent it to the warehouse on 330 as well. Hold on just a second. Let me come back out of this. Yeah, they shipped your item on 330, then they shipped another one on 427. It's every 4 weeks, so that's 4 weeks.
Okay, yeah.
28.
So then the next shipment should be next month sometime.
521.
Right, okay.
That's 4 weeks. Because it's three or four days for April. So you add 3 days to 21 is 24. 14 and 14 is 24.
All right.
So that's right. Anything else?
No, that's it.
All right, Mr. Hahn. I'm glad I could get that up for you. You enjoy your items. Thank you for calling Eagle Moss. You have a great day.
You too. Thanks. Bye.